I've made this audio guide because 98% of the time you'll hear my British accent, but it will be punctuated by the occasional Chinese word. I'll offer a sample of words now so they don't come out of the blue and sound weird when you listen to the audio tracks. These examples also illustrate the four tones of Mandarin Chinese. You've got to get the tone right when you speak Chinese, otherwise you may be saying a completely different word to the one you intend to say. Here goes. Tone 1 is a steady high pitch reminiscent of the sound of music. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Tone 1. A couple of proper names you'll often hear in the Foundation series are two ancient Chinese dynasties, the Shang dynasty and the Zhou dynasty. Shang, da 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 da, Zhou. Shang is spelt S-H-A-N-G and Zhou is Z-H-O-U. Tone 2 is a short, rising tone like a question. What? How? Who? You have to say tone 2 like you're surprised or you didn't quite catch what the other person has just said. What? Did you say two dynasties? A couple of tone 2 philosophical terms. You'll regularly hear the word xing. It's spelt X-I-N-G. Xing means to go or to do. But it has a whole range of meanings. Indeed, issue 2 of the Foundation series is dedicated to this one word. Another term is de, spelt D-E, or an older spelling is T-E. With this one, think of saying, huh, but change the H to a D, duh. It's often translated as power or potency or virtue, but it's a super tricky little word which will get more airtime in the philosophy series. Tone 3 is a long tone that falls in pitch and rises again. In English, this tone sounds doubtful or sardonic. I see. Sure. I'm sure I ordered 3 glasses of water. How come there are only 2? A frequent flyer through the Foundation series is the number 5 in Chinese, which is wu, spelt W-U. It's a soft W. It's not wu, but a kind of O, like the cooing sound of a pigeon. Wu. Another tone 3 word is Z-I, and it's usually translated as master, so you find it in the titles of texts. For example, the Sun Tzu, the traditional author of The Art of War. Sun, tone 1, Tzu, tone 3. Tone 4 is a short, sharp drop, like a warning. No, don't, stop. You have to say tone 4 as if you want to stress a point or you're angry. You're dissatisfied with the service at a restaurant, for example. I asked you to bring us 4 glasses of water 10 minutes ago. The service here is so slow. A famous tone 4 philosophical term is Dao, D-A-O. It's usually translated as the way. The way is a path or a way of doing something. You might know this word as Tao, T-A-O, like the Tao of physics or the Tao of Pu. A quick side point. When Chinese words are written with the Roman alphabet, there's an older system called Wade-Giles, developed by 2 British diplomats working in China in the 19th century, and the system is named after them. There's a newer system called Pinyin, developed by Chinese linguists in the 1950s, Pinyin is P-I-N-Y-I-N, tone 1, tone 1. So Wade-Giles' spelling is Tao, T-A-O, and Pinyin is Dao, D-A-O. I use Pinyin. Returning to our imperatives, no, don't, stop. It's not Tao, it's Dao. Be a dog, woof, woof, Dao, Dao. Another tone 4 word is Ming, spelt M-I-N-G, which tends to be translated as fate or destiny, but helpfully in this context, it also means an order or a command. Bring me 4 glasses of water now. In contrast, the famous Ming dynasty is tone 2. Did you mean Ming or Ming? Very easy to mess up, especially because in English we use tones to stress the feel of what we want to say rather than different words. Let's review. Tone 1, the Shang dynasty, the Zhou dynasty. Tone 2, Xing, De. Tone 3, Wu, Zi. Tone 4, Dao, Ming. Whoa, I'm smashing my Chinese. I can say a whole word. Unfortunately, of course, they get strung together. And the Chinese like to pair things up. So let's look at that famous philosophical pair, the ebony and ivory duo of yin and yang. So yin, Y-I-N, it's a tone 1 word. The Y sound is lighter than we say it in English. It's not yin, it's yin. And yang is a tone 2 word, yang. Add a question mark to it. Combined, they are yin yang. Of course, in English, when we want to emphasize something, we go down at the end of a word. We use that tone 4 sound. Let's say you decide to go on a romantic hiking trip in a majestic mountain range. Everything is perfect until the misty clouds of yin start to envelop you in all directions. There's no decent signal, and you get into a fight about who is better at map reading. In exasperation, you shout at your partner, "No, it's not that way, it's this way. We have to follow these contour lines, not those ones. It's all about low and high, yin and yang, you idiot." But yang, it's a lighter sound, it's less dark. Yang is sunny, light, warm. The fog has lifted, the way is revealed. The signal has returned. Phew, let's take a selfie with this beautiful sunny vista behind us and post it on Instagram to show what a fantastic time we're having. Another pair of words you'll frequently hear are wuxing, the 5 phases, or you may know this theory as the 5 elements. Its Chinese name is wuxing. Wu is 5, tone 3, and xing is the questioning, tone 2. If you look at the letters strung together, W, U, X, I, N, G, you might think it's pronounced wuxing, like waxing. But it is in fact wuxing. A couple more well-known phrases. For those of you who practice Tai Chi, the Wade Giles spelling is T-A-I and then C-H-I. The pinyin spelling of the second word is J-I. So we have Tai, tone 4 going down, and Ji, tone 2 going up. Tai Chi loosely translates as the great ultimate, like the latest power workout for active elders. My mother has practiced Tai Chi for over 30 years, and she's definitely in the great ultimate category of elders. Another familiar one, Feng Shui, that's tone 1, then tone 3. Feng Shui means wind and water. It's the art of design, so that positive vibes will smoothly travel through every room of your home and not get blocked by having your cat litter tray in an inauspicious location. Finally, an example of how you can get the tones wrong. Once, when I was trying to say every day, mei tian, tone 3, tone 1, my Chinese friend looked concerned and said, "You have no money?" What he heard me say was, "Mei tian," both tone 2 words, and that means, "You've got no money." At least there was no innuendo involved in this phonetic faux pas. Hopefully this brief audio guide has helped to attune your ears to the range of Chinese words in the Foundation series. Many thanks, gan xie, to my teacher, Meng Wang, who has patiently helped to improve my pronunciation. Anything that doesn't sound quite right if you're a native or fluent speaker is wǒ cuō. My bad, not hers.